RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily here. Man, what a Thursday night football we had, TJ. We'll get into that here, then we'll make some football picks as we make our way through. If you missed all the Chiefs, Royals to the state of Kansas talk, you can go back and listen to all that on the Odyssey app. Maybe a little more of that later in this hour after we make picks. But it's been a blast. Here in the first part, it's been a blast the last few weeks, but it's been exhausting the last few weeks trying to keep up with all these nuclear missiles with coaching retirements and changes and now stadium stuff. It's just been wild. But everything we have for you here is on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun while everyone's in town. Make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. More than 15 different beers, a Christmas cocktail list, pizzas everyone will love. Make Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee this morning, which we need a little more of, TJ, because Thursday Night Football kept us up late. Overtime, Seahawks beat the Rams 38-37 with a massive fourth quarter comeback for the Seahawks to get this thing done. Wild stuff on Thursday night. What a game.
I agree. It was nuts. The two-point conversion was one I was – so I was – This is how Thursday nights typically go, because I always work on Thursday nights, is my group texts from you and everybody else just start blowing up after crazy plays happen. And I'm on set. I'm like, I don't know what just – I'll try to catch the rewind here. So I'll run back to my desk and look at something. And then it was the 10 o'clock. I had to go out there at 10:28. My sports block started, and I was watching them, the Seahawks – or I think it was Seahawks – go down the field. And I was, like, sitting there, like, tying my tie – waiting until the commercial break. I'm like, are they going to punch this in and force overtime? What are we doing here? And then I had to leave. And then I came back and the game was still on because we were in overtime. So I sat down and said, nobody talk to me. I need to see what happens here.
It's fantastic. What a game. Matt Stafford throws for 457 yards, likely cementing his spot as the league's MVP this year. 3 touchdowns, no Devontae Adams, no problem. It just meant throw it to Puka 16 times in the game. Which worked out pretty well. 225 yards on 12 catches and 2 touchdowns for Puka. But it was the comeback for Seattle you know, that is the story here. And I don't know how they were able to do that. I think if these two teams, you know, play again in the postseason or something, I would probably pick the Rams, but they didn't get it done on this day. And Seattle's looking pretty good to host games in that awesome, speaking of stadiums, in that awesome environment there in Seattle. Sam Darnold off to a little bit of a rough start in the game, ended up with an okay game, two picks, though, that he threw. But I it's hard to imagine that the Rams lost that based on the way it was going. That's what made it so remarkable, the two-point conversion thing, which, you know, is it Terry McCauley on that crew? What a call by him. That may have been the best in-booth referee call of all time, right? How they all the networks have their in-booth ref officials or whatever. He called that one out. He's like, hang on, guys. Like, that might have been a backwards pass. Like, he was so on that, and I'm like, no way. No way he just got that call that he did. And it was fantastic. All the storylines before the game about Puka Nacua. Number one, TJ, this will not surprise you. Who is Aiden Ross?
I don't really know who Aiden Ross is. He does live streams and TikToks and stuff. I don't know.
He's so you're too old for the stream game too, then. I don't like these street, like Mr. Beast stuff. Like, I don't know nothing. I got nothing for you. Got people watching people play video games, whatever.
Like, I'm into that, but that's not even what he does. He's like he's basically a TikToker, and he will stream his everyday life because people think he's funny. And so he'll go around and hang out with celebrities and things like that. Like he did with Mookie Betts the other day. I saw. Like, I don't really understand the allure.
Is he typically like a jackass or is he fine?
Yeah, no, he is. Oh, yeah. That's like his whole thing is being the funny guy.
Well, funny guy's one thing, but like, was he baiting Puka into?
No. He just thought that it was funny, basically.
Okay, all right. He's a Jewish guy.
Yes,
is what I can surmise from the aftermath here. I don't know anything about that dance. Like, that goes way over my head. Like,
me
I don't,
too.
I don't. Whatever. Puka clearly didn't know what any of that was. He apologized. The referee thing, I didn't really care about anyway. Like, yeah, that was funny. Like, he said the refs like to see themselves on TV. Like, who cares? Like, we're really like gonna lose sleep over the fact that a player's making fun of the refs. Like, come on. Like, that part was overblown. The other part, certainly not overblown, over my head, but it sounds like it was over Puka's head too, and he apologized. Yeah. Like,
yeah. I think it's more so. It's more so.
Especially if a Jewish guy's telling you to do it, that's what I can't quite figure out. Like, was he baiting him to get him in trouble, or like, what's going? I don't understand, but I don't know. I'm too ignorant to.
That's a whole other story in itself. Even without that, though, like, there has been trouble about he was live streaming in the locker room, and like, there's video, like the video of like his teammates telling him after a game, this was like a couple weeks ago, like, hey, you can't be doing that. Turn that off. And he's like, man, I'm not doing that. And like, happen?
It's
and
weird for a guy who's been pretty soft-spoken and like,
yeah, he's like, exactly. He's like taking a completely different, you know, career arc this season. And then all this happens. And then he apologizes. And then immediately after the game tweets about the refs, about how bad they were. And like,
well, he's talking about that 2-point conversion call, obviously. Again, none of that bothers me. And so then you brought it up, and I went back and watched the McVay thing, and the reporters were fine. They were asking about Puka's comment on the ref after the game.
Yeah.
And then the follow-up to that was, do you wish he would kind of keep some of this stuff to himself?
Exactly.
So
yeah,
listen, McVay was pissed that they lost the game. So I kept thinking about Travis Kelce because he's been in the news for ducking the media lately too. And I'm like, let's stop pretending like humans don't have emotions. Like, it's annoying when you're in those rooms and you're working and you're just waiting to get Kelce to talk to you and he blows you off. Like, yeah, that pisses you off. It's annoying. But it's not anything more than that. Like, it's annoying part of the job, right? It is a part of the job. It's stupid. Coaches get mad in post-game press conferences and they're defensive and touchy. Part of the job, right? So I think you got it. Like, we got to stop with the holier than thou, these guys owe us something. No, they don't. Like, they don't. Like, they should. And if they're contractually obligated, they should be there. And if they don't, then they should have punishment for it. But we're trying to, like, our job is to capture the emotion of the moment.
Correct.
I would say those reporters captured the emotion of the moment just fine with Sean McVay.
Oh, yeah.
when you first told me that, I was worried, like, it was one of those. We refused to talk about anything but Puka on Aiden Ross's, like, come on. Like, that was an incredible football game.
Correct. I agree. It's such a weird conversation, especially for us that are actually reporters, of like, and it was a, it's kind of really started being a big thing whenever the locker room debate of the NFL came out about, do reporters need to be in the locker room? And I feel like most reporters are all just like, I don't care if we're in the locker room or not. Just, we just need to talk to you guys. Like, come outside the locker room.
Well, a lot of that was because women are in those locker rooms, and
that's a whole other conversation.
There's a lot of NFL players that are not shy, and they're like, if you're coming in here, you're coming in here, man. I ain't changing anything. You're going to see it all.
I'm saying that's
where that was born.
It was, but like, reporters basically, and I think most reporters are just like, I don't care, like, come outside, it's fine. But then there's the group of them that are just like you owe it to us that we need to be in there to like, this is where the real raw emotion comes out. Like, it's a sacred place and we need to be able to share it. And it's like, I don't care. Like, and like,
well,
there's a lot of people
want that because you feel like it helps you give a better story. But again, like, you're asking for something there that is not just an example.
I'm not getting into this. Just an example. But like, there has been, like, a lot of people are just like, who does he think he is, not answering my questions? And it's
I can't stand that.
They can do whatever they want. And I've come to terms with that. Sometimes you're not going to get an answer to your question. Our job is just to ask the question. Like, that's all that you can do.
Your job is to say Travis Kelce blew us off after the game.
That's the fine. That's you, it's your job to say that, but you can't, like, I'm not in the camp of people.
At that point, like, your job isn't to convey anything other than what's happening. You're just like, that's what happened after the game. Yeah. We tried to talk Travis Kelce. He didn't want to talk. He blew us off. Okay.
Like the Marshawn Lynch thing. He did it first, I guess, of the, I'm just here so I don't get fined. Yeah. Like, that's what he says. That's what you write. Marshawn Lynch refused to talk to reporters today. And that's just,
and you move on, and you move on to the next thing, right? And there's probably a little bit of a difference between coaches and players. And yeah, there's responsibility there, and that's what makes a great leader, who can get up there and take the live ammo. Chris Jones has handled this so well lately. Travis Kelce hasn't. He hasn't wanted to. Like, it's too emotional for him. Okay, fine. I hope it's not because he has a podcast, but whatever. It's his prerogative to do whatever he wants. He's never disrespectful. He just doesn't want to talk about it. And quite frankly, I get it. Like, he doesn't want to talk about it. Okay. I think Kelce's is more about, he doesn't want to answer questions about his girlfriend.
That's what started that. He used to take questions even before the podcast.
Absolutely.
Even with the podcast. And then
And I get that too. At that point, you're like, you're not asking me anything about football. Yeah. I think that allure
has passed. Like, if any reporters are asking about that, like, that's a whole other conversation.
Don't you think that's coming up? You don't think somebody's trying to get their viral tweet? Come on.
I mean, I'm sure they will, but that's a different conversation to have with a communications staffer at that point. Like, ask a question, thriller. You know what I mean? Like, you're not there for the right reasons.
I agree. It's funny. But anyway, takes away from what was a fantastic football game last night. Man, that was good. We're going to pick some on the other side. Don't go away.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you. Sports Talk on KFH, presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You'll see the Chiefs on KWCH, Paramount Plus, this weekend. And that is one of the games we are picking. We're going to go just a little bit different today, boys. We're going to do 4 college games since there are the 4 playoff games and then only a couple of NFL. So a slight tweak to the standard format.
Good.
But we're here real quick before we do that. Pop quiz. Paul?
Yes, sir.
What is the state capital of New Hampshire?
New Hampshire. Ooh, wow.
It's not Rhode Island.
No, TJ's guess was Rhode Island in the first hour. Brandon, anything?
Salem. Is it Salem?
I don't know. I keep asking. I think it's Concord, maybe.
Maybe it is. You could say it, and I'm not even sure I recognize it.
But I think it might be Concord.
Yeah, it's Concord. Boom. We famously we know that it's Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. It is not as Santa Fe. We've been all over the map. We were making fun of the fact that there's a lot of Missouri side Chiefs fans that are worried that the Chiefs are moving to Topeka and don't realize that Topeka is the state capital of Kansas, their next door neighbor.
Right.
And that took us down the wild road of state capitals to see if any of us remembered, you know, sixth grade geography.
Right. Well, I suppose you two geniuses have already probably talked about the fact, did I read this right, that the Bears are looking at maybe finding a site in the state of Indiana? Did I read that right? I'm thinking to myself. Huh?
Same deal. Hey, we got Starbonds here. Want to move the Bears to Hayes?
Hayes Bears, baby. Topeka Bears.
Hey, I like it.
Max, play the music. Play the music, Max.
Hey, sports bettors, ready for some picks destined to fail? It's time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
All right, TJ, what's the damage from last week before we make the picks?
Oh, what a week it was. Jacob Albrock goes 2-4. TJ goes 4-2. Tommy goes 4-2. Paul goes 4-2. And Brandon Zinner goes 5-1 on the week. So we have a lot going into this week, a lot riding on this. Currently, TJ Cleland is the leader in the clubhouse again after last week. Still the leader in the clubhouse after my 4-2 week. I'm 52-49, but there's a new second place runner up at this point, 50-51. Brandon Zinner has pulled himself from the depths of hell, from the jaws of defeat. He's back into second place, just below 500. Everybody else is still below 500 as well. Jacob is 49-52. Tommy's 47-54, and Paul is 47-54 as well. So,
disgusting.
TJ's still in the lead.
Just a disgusting week. So our order will go Brandon, TJ, Tommy, Paul, me. Hold me to that. Brandon, that means you were up first. Bama OU. Brandon, the Sooners favored by 1.5. They just beat Alabama not that long ago. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm torn on this one because you have the can you really beat a team twice in a season? But Brent Venables is the Alabama killer. Alabama doesn't have the run game. It's in Oklahoma. I'm very reluctant on this, but and much to the dismay of my good friend Braxton Jones, Boomer Sooner, give me Oklahoma.
Oh man, TJ, here we go. What do you think?
I might just have to ride with it as well, just because of the fact that it's in Norman. I want to see them kind of be good, I think, but I kind of don't because of the Big 12 stuff. But they got Jaron Kanick and Michael Boganowski, two former Kansans, and Brent Venables is a Salina South Cougar, so I will be pulling for them. Give me the Sooners.
That takes us to Tommy, I believe. Tommy is taking Bama. Paul, what do you think?
You know something, I could pick up a game right here on Brandon and TJ. I think you're going to take Oklahoma. That's what I think. I'm predicting that. I'm going to take Bama. I think Bama, you do not beat them twice in the same year.
I hate Bama so much. And I root for Oklahoma and Texas. I know I'm in the minority there, but I want to see the former Big 12 teams beat up on the SEC. I get it. I'm a weirdo that way. I'm going to pick Bama just because I know the universe wants me to be pissed off that Bama has advanced and they shouldn't have been in the first place and all that business. It's coming. I can feel it coming. I'm just going to take Bama and hope that I lose the
wow.
Hard to beat them twice. Alabama, in a lot of ways, kind of outplayed them the last time when they lost. So let's see if they can do it again on the road. All right, Miami at A&M, -3.5. The Aggies at home. Okay, and the Aggies in one of the best home fields. Take care of Miami.
Yeah, they got this pretty good offensive coordinator, I've heard. His name's Colin Klein. I think that they're going to get it done. I think that Miami was the fringe team to get in, so I'm kind of fading Miami here. A&M was one of the best teams in the country for a majority of the regular season, and they fell really far after one loss. I still think they are a real good contender to win national championship. I'm taking the Aggs.
All right, let's go. Tommy is also taking the Aggs. Paul?
If you gave me 7.5 points, I would still take the Aggies. I'm taking Aggies. This is probably, this could be, other than the Oregon game, this could be the blowout of the day. I'm taking the Aggies as well.
Ooh, I don't know if I think it's going to be a blowout.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's not going to be close.
I'm going to take the Aggies. I think that home field environment is too good. I do think they're better. Brandon, you've got a chance for a Miami Island here.
No, Miami shouldn't even be in the playoff.
Oh,
give me the
sweep.
Wow. I did not.
I mean, we're either all falling together or I'm not losing the game. I'm not taking it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, now you're playing it. The game this way. Oh, I see how you are.
Okay. That'll be Tommy first, then on Tulane at Ole Miss. Ole Miss 17.5 point favorites. Tommy's taking the points, 17.5 points. Paul, what do you think?
Well, that is a lot of points, and Tulane is not bad. They're not an SEC team. They're not a Big 12 team. They're not a Big 10 team. They're an American Conference team out of New Orleans. I'm going to take Ole Miss. I am going to give 17. That is a lot of points. But I'm going to go ahead and give the 17.5 and take Ole Miss.
Didn't Ole Miss promote the defensive coordinator?
All Golden.
Defense hadn't been great for them this year. I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take Tulane. Let's go small school. 17.5 points. I already went against my heart once with Alabama. I'm not doing it twice. Let's go small school. Give me the 17.5. I'll take Tulane. Brandon?
I think that atmosphere is going to be absolutely ruckus. They have a lot to play for. That coaching staff is going to be motivated. Those guys are going to be motivated on that team. And Paul knows about the NIL situation between Tulane and Ole Miss. They don't stand a chance. Give me the Rebels.
Tulane's a little private school. They probably got a little cash. TJ, where are you going on this one?
I like that we're now saying that Tulane's a private school since I learned that a week ago that they were a private school. I had no idea that they were a private school. The argument always goes that the last team in the playoff is always the team that's riding the hottest, even though they're not the last team in the playoff, I guess. They're the second to last team in the playoff. They get the at-large. Sorry, I don't know what the hell I'm saying. Tulane, 17.5. Give me the points.
You pretty much just guaranteed that you're taking James Madison. So we'll get to that one now. James Madison, 20.5 points at Oregon. That makes me first on this one, I believe. It makes Paul first. Paul, you're up first.
Yeah, this is a pretty easy one. I think this is going to sweep probably with Oregon. James Madison shouldn't even – this is a great reason why James Madison shouldn't be in the playoffs. I think James Madison and those kind of schools should have their own playoffs somewhere along the line, just like NAIA does and the Jayhawk or and the junior colleges
Paul,
do.
Paul, what are you talking about?
I want a playoff for those kind of teams. James Madison does not belong in these playoffs. That's what I'm talking about, and you can tell by the size of the spread. 20.5 points. I mean, come on. You could say this could be 30.5, and a lot of people would still take Oregon. I'm taking Oregon. This is the easiest game of the week to pick.
Paul, is James Madison even a top 30 president?
No, he was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was one of the writers and the signers of that.
Yeah, like but, a big like deal. down the list. Give me Oregon. Let's go to Brandon.
I'm taking James Madison. They have a good defense.
Oh,
you don't know anything about the Dukes. That's right. They are going to go into Oregon. I don't believe in this Oregon team. They haven't done very much to show me all year. And 20.5 is just a lot of points. We're just going to hope for a low-scoring game, and it's going to be 24-7, and I cash this.
TJ?
I'm with Brandon. PJ Glasser told us all about James Madison's defense yesterday.
He also said Oregon's
going to cover. I can't believe he didn't pick them after saying that. He said their defense is great. It's going to be a really good game. They're going to surprise a lot of people. But Oregon's going to win by 21. Is James Madison going to score negative points or something? They could cover 20.5 points. It's going to be, I agree, like 17 to 3, probably.
James Madison. See my hat, guys, right there? We the people, baby.
We the people. And you want to you
jump
from
that bandwagon now, Paul. You were hating on him.
You want to relegate him to FBS Division 2.
NAIA, I believe is what was said there. Tommy's taking Oregon. All right. So we go now to the NFL. Chiefs, Titans. It's so funny because teams play eliminated all the time. Right? This is not a new thing for the NFL for a team to be eliminated, but I've never been more confused as to what to expect from a team. I don't know what, the Titans are bad. The Titans don't, I don't know what to do here. I think the injury list, though, for the Chiefs is so massive right now. They're not going to take any risks in playing guys. Although it sure sounded yesterday like Chris Jones was going to play. But all these guys not practicing, I won't be surprised if none of them play. I'm going to take the Titans and the points. It's at home. Here's a spot for Cam Ward to do something to kind of open people's eyes a little bit against the hobbled Chiefs teams with Gardner Minshew. I'm going to take the Titans. I'm going to take the points. Brandon?
I'm also going to take the Titans. They've looked better under Mike McCoy. I think they just have a little bit of fight. Jeffrey Simmons is one of the best defensive players in the league. That laundry list of injuries, like you said. I've bet against the Chiefs when they've been healthy, and it's been done dividends for me. So let's go ahead and pick against them again this week. Give me the Titans.
Yeah, that's true. I've been this will be I'm out on the Chiefs officially, just so everybody knows. TJ?
I know I need to dig back. I don't think I've picked the Chiefs since September, probably. So I'm with this one as well. I think the best point on this, I saw somebody on social media said yesterday, I don't remember what it was, is that I can't believe the line is only 3, because if you've watched the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes covers up a whole lot of ugly. And if there's not Patrick Mahomes out there, it could get a whole lot of ugly. We'll see what it looks like with the laundry list of injuries, as well as a team that's been one of the most undisciplined in football this season. I think the Titans could win this game.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, is it a Titans money line bet? We're talking about, I mean, yesterday, and so here's who hasn't practiced this week: Leo Chenal, Jalen Moore, Rashi Rice, Juwan Taylor, Tyquan Thornton. None of them have practiced. McDuffie at least got back out there yesterday. Chris Jones is limited. Like, who are they going to run out there on defense? Like, what are they going to do, Paul? Like, how do you even handle this?
I do not know. I'm almost surprised we're picking this game. I mean, I'm not even quite sure I would have taken the Chiefs if Mahomes was playing. Come on now. I mean, let's face it. This is a team that's had a certain amount of problems all year long, and I don't see how without Mahomes the Chiefs will be competitive. Nothing to play for. Who cares? Let's stay healthy for my contract for next year. This is almost a no-brainer. I'm taking the Titans. Come on, guys. This we shouldn't even be picking.
Guys don't have contracts yet.
Avoiding
year.
A Chiefs island. Wow.
What are the Titans playing for? By the way, Tommy takes the Titans. Did anybody take the Chiefs?
No. Titans sweep.
Wow. Wow.
It's the first. Here's some stats for you. First sweep on Sports Daily Picks since week 7, we all picked TCU over K-State. We all lost that one. And then the week before, we all picked the Chiefs over the Jags on Monday Night Football, and we all lost that one.
Wow. Speaking of the Jags, that's our last one. Jags at Broncos. The Battle of the Frauds, -3. I know, I got to get off that one, too. Both teams finding ways to win games. Which one is less fraudulent, though, is the way we can go with this. Brandon, I believe you're up first. Who's the smaller
nope, I'm
fraud?
Not.
You're not.
I don't think I'm up first. I started this whole. Yeah, no.
Six games, 5 picks. Yeah, we got 5.
I just don't know what to do with this game. I was trying to cheat my way. Give me the Broncos. You hate the Broncos more than you hate the Jags. So
that's true.
And I've been on both of these teams. They're 2-0 against the Chiefs this season for a reason. Give me the Broncos.
I do. Your statement is correct. I don't dislike the Jaguars. I just thought for a minute they weren't any good, and they have been beating some really bad teams. Neither one of these teams are going to the Super Bowl, I don't think. Mm. But they're making their case. I'll give them that. All right. So you've got Denver. Tommy's got Denver. TJ?
I'm going to go with the Paul Savage approach on this one. I don't think the Jags will be able to play in that mile high atmosphere. A lot of you know, surrounding things. They may pick up hiking, be distracted for the game, won't be ready to play in this one. I do think that mile high is actually a tough place to play this season, as the defense is unreal for the Denver Broncos. I think the Jags are a fraud. I'm starting to think that the Broncos aren't a fraud, but I still think the Jags are a fraud. I'm taking the Broncos.
Listen, fraud has been too aggressive for me, but whatever. It's sports radio. We're having fun. I kind of think the Jags are better than the Broncos. I think Jacoby Myers has made a big difference for Trevor Lawrence. They have been missing a lot of play. To be fair to them offensively, they've been – Brian Thomas hasn't really been healthy all year. They've been missing dudes. Jacoby Myers has been a big difference maker. They got Brenton Strange back. Trevor Lawrence has some weapons to throw to. Travis Etienne's kind of finding a group. I think in the big picture, the Jags, I would say, I think are probably a little better than Denver, but they have been beaten up on some really bad teams. So can they go on the road and do it? I'll take the points here. I'll take the 3 points. I'm really interested to see this game. This is a fascinating game, but I'm going to take the points. Paul?
You know, one of the satisfying things about doing these Friday football picks this year is that I have lived in the head rent-free of TJ all year long. You know, so, I mean, he literally – he dissects and looks at all of my picks and critical or complimentary. And it's just such an honor, TJ, to live rent-free in your head. Thank you for that. It's really made my season a lot of fun. And also, the Jags are an interesting team. They're a team that has surprised many people, although I don't think the surprise is real because they've got to go play in Mile High Stadium. That's 5,280 feet above sea level. I'm taking Denver.
All right, there it is. Did I get a Jags Island on that? I did get a Jags Island.
That's not a bad island. Jacob, that's not a bad island. Come on, that's not bad.
Prove the haters wrong. We've been with you all year. Prove the haters wrong, Trev. Let's go.
I love that Brandon is in second place. I'm in first place, and we have every pick the same except for Tulane Ole Miss. That's the game to tune into, folks. The best defense is offense.
Unless, of course, you guys miss them all, except that one, and then my comeback begins now. The comeback begins now. Ah, Brandon, appreciate it. You guys get the holiday week off there at the
No, we'll head up to Kansas City Wednesday, hang out up there for the weekend, and then I'll probably be sitting back watching the two-time playing champs take our Wichita Fantasy Football League championship home, and hey, yeah, just life's gonna be good.
You might be playing this guy right here.
Enjoy going against Puka Nacua again next week.
Yeah, enjoy me having Stafford and Darnold on the bench last night.
On your bench. Yeah.
So that I could start Jacoby Brissett and Brock Purdy.
Smart.
Yeah. Stupid.
Choices were made.
Let's be honest with the people here. I want to know genuinely. And I'll be honest about this too. Tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. How many people at 11 o'clock are flipping on Miami, Texas A&M? You will.
Probably. I mean, I would if I wasn't doing things.
But you're not going to make, you're not going to make it a priority, right?
No.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm certainly not.
I do have a rooting interest because of Colin Klein.
I have a lot of rooting interest in these games. My point on this question is, we've had to wait too damn long to get to these games. I think it is such a disservice to college football to wait the amount of time we wait, which is basically now just become a time to change coaches and portal news. Like, why is it that we cannot start these the next week after the season ends? I don't understand it. Next week is Christmas break. You can tell me finals week? Is that what we're going to do? It's because it's finals week. They can't do it. Like it to me, like they lose so much momentum. I am far more inclined to watch the meaningful NFL games on Saturday evening than I am to watch James Madison and Oregon play. And that sucks. James Madison, Oregon should be a game we're excited about. It's David versus Goliath, in which we've seen sometimes David win those matchups. But now, like, unless I know James Madison, like, if you get me in the second half and you tell me that game's close, yeah, I'm going to jump into it. But I'm not watching that game start to finish. Like, there's too much other stuff. And college football does this to itself. And I think if this was last weekend, we would be locked into this. Mm-mm. But we sit here and wait. We start thinking about other things. It drives me crazy.
Well, you're a TV guy. I'm kind of surprised that this isn't what you said. I thought you would say something to the effect, well, obviously the guys that studies the numbers and with regards to ratings and everything else, there's a reason they're delaying these games. It's because that's when they'll have the maximum amount of TV sets tuned in. And by the way, James Madison is no Appalachian State. Come on, let's face that. James Madison is not going to beat Oregon. It's not Appalachian State. And their big victory against, who was it? Michigan. Yeah.
It was Michigan. You remember when Boise State beat Oklahoma?
And then, boy, I was watching that game. Are you kidding? And
Remember when Cincinnati made the playoff?
Yeah.
After two straight unbeaten years pre-Big 12?
This is not that, though. Jacob, that's my point. This is not that. And,
but the point is we have to have a place for that. That's the only reason James Madison's there.
Gotcha. I got you. To give all the little guys hope. And now what you do is you really kind of make a mockery because there are a lot of football teams that got left
it's
out.
It's not a mockery. Paul, a mockery is letting Florida State go unbeaten for a year and not put them in because their quarterback got hurt.
Well,
a mockery is having two teams out of 200 make a championship game or any sort of postseason. That's a mockery. This
all right.
Isn't a mockery.
Well, there's plenty of mockery to go around, and at least it seems like it in college football. But I get it, and I understand it, and I don't know because I haven't missed it because I knew it was coming. See, that's sort of where I'm at with this. I didn't get to see it last weekend, did I? Didn't get to see any college football. Oh, I guess there were a couple things on with some of the conferences or having championship games or whatever those. But there was no college football. I was okay with that because, Jacob, I knew it was coming. Here it comes. I'm looking forward to it. I think this is as good a time as any to have it for me. I've got it this weekend, and I'm happy about that. So, to me, I knew they were coming, and I'm just assuming you some egghead at the networks was saying, no, this is the weekend we need to do it.
It hurts. TJ, it doesn't help ratings to play your most meaningful games when people are busy with the holidays not paying attention.
I don't know. I think that there is a part of it. That's when people aren't working either. You know, that's when people are home for the holidays. But I understand that home for the holidays is not, you know, in reality, it's you're driving around and going to Christmas parties and everything of that nature as well. But I think that's the goal for this stuff. I think that's why Christmas Day football does so well. I think you just try to get it. That's why bowl games are played at this time of the year. And they try to stack them around New Year's Day for all the good ones and things like that. I think that it's more so the fact of they do this because they want the next round to be New Year's weekend is the goal.
If we go to 16, is the thought that this corrects itself? If we go to 16,
it wouldn't make a difference. It'd be more games this weekend.
Well, it would because if you're still trying to hit the New Year's games when you do.
I see. Yeah, move them up a week.
You'd have to play the other ones to get the other four teams in. You'd have to play them a week early.
Yeah, you'd be playing last week.
You'd just play more games this week, wouldn't you?
No, I kind of like the idea, Jacob. No, I think you're probably –
No, because I think you'd take the bye away in 16. I don't think there's a bye in a 16-teamer anymore.
No, I don't see how there could be. But I like.
I think at that point you have another round of
there would be yeah. There would be 16 teams playing this
week. I get
what
you're saying.
And then 8 teams playing next week. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Same way that there's 8 teams playing next week. This
is a dang problem. It's then add a game to the end of the regular season.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I guess.
Take my idea of playing a conference semifinal game and have the regular season end a week later then. Because we can't like and what it will fix is you won't have the teams that get a bye not playing football for 3 weeks, which is what happens now, I suppose, because they would have to then play this week. So it helps a little bit, but we don't need a week off. Just play the games. Just roll it right through. I don't know. I could be wrong about that. I'm willing to be wrong. I just think it kills the momentum of college football to sit and wait. And all we've talked about with college football for the last 2 weeks has nothing to do with the games that are being played. We've talked about coaching changes and transfer portal. That's
it. It's true. It changes the topics of conversation, I would say. But I think that, you know, as for the actual, you know, people watching the game, I don't think it changes anything, honestly. I think that it does change the fact that it gives you breathing room to talk about other things. If it was that next week, it would be, man, I can't believe Texas Tech rolled BYU in the championship game. Can you imagine what it's going to be like whenever they play Alabama in 6 days? Like that's
that's what we want. That's what we get in every other sport, right? We don't take a week off before we play the NCAA basketball tournament. You play conference championship games, it's Selection Sunday. You're at your site opening that tournament 3 days later sometimes, or 2 days for some of the teams to start the NCAA basketball tournament.
Well,
that's what we need with college. I hate it. It drives me. I hate that we do so many things to shoot college football in the foot. Why don't we want a bigger playoff? Why do we wait so long to play these games? Why are we so hell-bent on a bowl game that nobody cares about? Just call them all a bowl game. Like, it doesn't. Play them all neutral site. Like, some of this stuff is too simple. I can't figure it out.
The easiest thing that they can do is that they make this the week after conference championship weeks, and there will be logistical issues with this, but everybody would be on board, I promise. You move it to be last weekend is when it starts. All the top seeds in this round get a home game. All the top seeds in next round also get a home game.
Well, and it's only going to get worse because the Big Ten and the SEC – this is what they want. They're getting what they want. They're getting tons of teams into the playoffs. So I don't know that it's going to get better, Jacob. It could.
Well, that's a different conversation, too. I don't think that, look, most years the SEC deserves more teams in than everybody else. Let's be honest.
All right.
They have better teams.
No, you're right.
The Big Ten, less so. The Big Ten is very top heavy, but it's also got a lot of teams that are way worse than any team in the Big 12. So I don't that part of it. When we get to 16, if there are years where seven of those teams are SEC schools, probably those seven teams deserve to be there. And that's somebody that, and I hate the SEC, right? That's why I still root for Oklahoma and Texas and A&M to beat them, because at least they used to be Big 12 teams, right? But that part of it, to me, I don't even think is that big a deal. I'd like to see a couple Big 12 teams get in, but I've said forever, as long as you give me conference champions in, I'm going to have to be satisfied, because that's always been the biggest flaw. So I have to stick to that. Just get me a Big 12 representative in there, and I've got to be satisfied with it, because that's better than we've ever had before. How many not Texas, not Oklahoma Big 12 teams have we had representing the conference in a college football playoff of any kind, Paul, over the years?
Well, even when Baylor was winning conference championships, they didn't even get that. So it's
TCU 1 year.
We ever get a BCS? Like, did we ever get a BCS one?
Texas or Oklahoma? Yes.
Yeah,
but not Texas and Oklahoma.
Well, I get the point.
I don't think so.
I get the point. No, and your point is very well done. I get that. But on the other hand, somehow there's got to be some. You can't take the advantage away from any advantage that the Big 12 or the ACC would have by doing the way they're doing it now, because in a way it's almost penalizing other conferences, isn't it? I think it might be, but I guess it's, you look at the SEC and Jacob, your statement when you said, yes, they deserve six teams. They may deserve six teams. Those six teams are probably better than most of the championship or the top two teams in the Big 12 or the ACC. You got a good point there. I'm not sure what the answer is to that, but it's a heck of a good question.
A quick search says West Virginia got in there. To the BCS, though, I don't know.
I don't remember that. Maybe it did.
It says Kansas State got in there in 2004 and 2013. That's not right.
No, like I said, they got KU and K-State have gotten close since the turn of the century.
Yeah, that's not correct. So I don't, not that I can remember, but I am more bothered by the schedule of this than I am the teams that get in. Was that way last year and this. I cannot believe that we won't see the four best teams in the country for 3 weeks after the season ends. I can't believe that you're putting them at a severe disadvantage by taking that much time off and having to play a team that got to play the week before. We saw it last year. Those teams struggled last year.
We'll see. I know. We'll see if that is a thing that happens. PJ Glasser had a good point. We talked to him about that yesterday, is that, correlation is not always mean causation, but there is a little bit of correlation that you can make an argument for. And if it happens again this year, then you're really going to have some correlation of the fact of team. And the thing that really kills you this year, it may change in the future, and if there's 16 teams, it will change, that Ohio State, Indiana, Texas Tech, and who's my one I'm missing here? Georgia. All are the top four seeds. They get byes, which means, hey, hang out for 2.5 weeks and then you'll play your games. And by the way, teams 5 through 8 get to host a home game at their stadium and bring in $1 billion for their city. You guys can go play this one in Miami or in, Dallas. Put it in an NFL stadium. They don't want that. They want to play at their place.
Well, I know, if we're worried about the bowls, just expand that out. And you can play home. I don't care. Honestly, that's not the part I care about either. I just don't want to wait so long to see the most important games of the year. It's counterintuitive. Like, we're all excited about it, and then we have to just sit here and wait and talk about the transfer portal for 2 weeks. All right, that does it for the week. A couple more shows, and then we'll be off for Christmas. We are not with you next Thursday or Friday. We'll make sure we get our picks in early in the week. We've got a busy weekend for you here across the networks. Don't forget the high school basketball scoreboard show on KFH. Jerome Tang radio show also tonight at 7 on KFH. K-State plays South Dakota at 10 a.m. All the NFL games Saturday here on KFH and Sunday Night Football here on KFH. Busy weekend, TJ. It's going to be a great sports weekend. Too much to watch, to be perfectly honest.
It is. I'm not mentally prepared to get into the high school ranks tonight, but I've got to start prepping the mind. Might take a nap before I go into work, because then I got to roll right in there. And I believe I'm going to go watch some Andover Central Jaguars tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
Love it. All right. For the full cast picking games for Max and TJ, I'm Jacob. We'll see you Monday.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.